from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Tim Jenkins.
I've got people real mad at me in Chicago that how dare you? There's a radio guy up there, Mike North. He was real mad. And I tried to find him gently. Oh, no. The first thing in his bio was he was born in 1952. And if my grandpappy's on Twitter roasting somebody, I hope they handle him gently. And I tried to.
Founder and CEO of Jenkins Elite.
All right, team, we've got two aspects of high-level quarterback play here from Caleb Williams.
Breaking down the positives and negatives.
Watch his eyes. Hold number 56. So he's going to put his eyes right on 56, which holds him and freezes him right there. Now watch him snap his eyes back, locate DJ Moore, and fit an absolute dime in there for a big-time conversion for this Bears offense.
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's jump into the film.
Oh, indeed. If you are new to the Bernstein and Holmes show, then you're in for a treat because Tim Jenkins has been our quarterback whisperer, our personal quarterback's coach on this show. He is on Twitter at TJenkinsElite, the founder and the CEO of Jenkins Elite, with us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today and twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Very, very, very excited for another season with you, Tim. So happy that we get to do this.
I'm pumped up to be back. I mean, Bears football's back. We've got a win. I know it wasn't the prettiest thing, but it's an exciting time.
All right, so before we get into some of the granular stuff here, let's talk about reasonable expectations. Let's talk about how good we are thinking Caleb Williams should be now. On what sort of sliding evolutionary scale of his career are we using here? Like, is he, with everything it said, being the number one pick, does that mean, hey, you should be great right now? Or is that completely unfair? How are you going to set up your matrix for your criticism?
Yeah, if what we cared most about was fan reaction, we would have simply not played him in the preseason, because playing him in the preseason when he gets to go against a bunch of Tim Jenkins, right, who are going to be future coaches like I am, it sets you up for a bad week one, because he lit it up, right? He tears it up in the preseason, and then we're kind of back to reality, which is probably what all of our expectations should have been, which is, hey, when he's able to play on time, when he's confident in kind of what's going on, he's going to play at an extremely high level because he's uber talented. And then when we have to navigate through, you know, 97 exotic looks that teams are going to throw at you as a rookie quarterback, you're going to struggle at times. And that's been every quarterback that has been not successful in the league and successful have struggled with that as a rookie. So to me, it's like, I think his start was very on par. I think when we evaluate him, we need to really put things into a couple of different buckets, which is, okay, hey, plays that we executed at a high level like we expect him to, plays where, listen, we got fooled by this look and he's going to be able to improve those, and then plays where it's like, he probably hits those if we don't have, you know, three different things break down And those are situations that it's not like Caleb can control that, hey, we've got a DN who come and hits us when I've got Keenan Allen open on a backside throwback.
So, Tim, can you walk people through what the difference is between how someone can look in a preseason versus what a team does to game plan against what they think your weaknesses are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, it's the difference between when you saw me hit Sam linebackers in the chest when I was playing in the preseason and then how I look when I'm going against Aunt Judy when she's a corner at the at Turkey Bowl. Hey, right? Like it's
hey, you, Aunt Judy can hear this.
She's a heck of a player, too. Honestly, she was just out here playing golf. She just beat me up and down the course. So but we'll leave Judy out of it. What I do think is when you talk about look, it's all about looks to me, right? So, okay, hey, in the preseason, what are you going to get? You're going to get very vanilla, you know, shell structures. You're going to get very vanilla calls from the defense. When you then, you know, set yourself in week one of the NFL, what you're going to see is you're going to see, hey, we're going to see exotic pressures. We're going to see, oh, it looks like this. We're going to spin to a different coverage. And then when you talk about, hey, how are they going to lean on you? They're going to lean on you with a lot of what they did, which is they're going to try to overload pressure because they don't think Caleb's going to check, you know, the line to the right side, or they're going to show bracket on DJ and then they're going to slide away from it and play coverage and actually leave him, you know, isolated one-on-one, which they tried to do a couple of times and Caleb actually worked the one-on-one. So to me, I think it's like, it's hard to articulate it perfectly other than think like, okay, hey, I'm watching really good high school football in the preseason from how complicated things are to, okay, now I'm going and I'm trying to learn like the most complicated, you know, calculus equation on planet Earth. Like it's just, it's hard to explain the difference. The difference though is that most people on planet Earth couldn't retain the level of information needed to retain at the line of scrimmage to play quarterback in the NFL. And it's just kind of what he ran into on some of those, which is why even you saw him struggle, you know, there's a 6-yard Hank route that he goes to throw to Rome and he kind of double clutches it and dirts it. Like that's not that Caleb can't throw a 6-yard Hank. It's just that it's the, you know, the weight of probably the whole day showing up on a clip.
Did the overthrows have anything in common?
Yeah. I mean, so the overthrow to me, to Keenan Allen was the only one that it was worrisome because it's like you set up, we had this beautiful double move, right? We had the out and up, it's wide open. And his feet were dirty, right? What I mean by that is it's like there were people around, hey, his base, right? People were around his base. The only reason that worried me is because it wasn't necessarily a bad pocket by NFL standards, right? Like we have to be able to throw from within a phone booth. So there were people around our base and then we overshoot it. The only reason I say it's worrisome is because it's like, you know, hey, did Caleb just get amped up and overshoot it? Then I'm not worried. If it was like, man, he felt that, that worries me because we're not going to have it better than that. We're not going to have it better than a wide open double move and a slightly messy pocket. Like that's kind of as good as it gets in the NFL. So that's the only one that I think worried me. The one that he overshoots on like the slot takeoff, it is what it is. I think, you know, I saw the same ball from Tua, you know, he had Tyreek Hill on a takeoff and he overshot it. Like that's the same throw. The only one that worried me was that double move.
Once you're in season, there's not a lot of time between games. So if you're Shane Waldron and there were things that, how do you go about fixing some of the stuff offensively that you didn't like? And how do you help Caleb get from week to week and try to build off all the things that he did right and still say, here are the things that you can get better at? How do you condense all of that into 3 or 4 days?
That's such a good question, man. It's great, especially with like all the NFLPA rules now. I think what you really have to do is you have to kind of attack it in segments. Hey, you know, what did we do well? Okay, let's keep those. I think we'll see the Bears keep a lot more concepts week to week than maybe we see most NFL teams do. So we'll see them, okay, hey, these plays worked. Our guys are comfortable with them. Let's, you know, their staples are going to be a little bit bigger than most teams, right? Most teams, you're almost reinventing the playbook every week. I think these guys, we need to keep our staples. What I'd say is, and this is, it's so funny because, I got on Twitter, I was tweeting a little bit today about Caleb, and then someone sent me the Kurt Warner segment about pure progressions and PSLs. And I want to I want to, tread lightly because I obviously have a ton of respect for what Kurt Warner did in the league. Mm-hmm. What I'll say, though, is I'm a believer of we need more peer progressions for these young guys. And I say that because, when you debate nuances of quarterbacks.
Let's take a step back, Tim, and whiteboard what we're talking about between pure progression and PSL that you used.
Yeah, so pure progressions are, hey, no matter the coverage, I'm working 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. You know, a lot of people say to 5. Really, you're working 1, 2, 3 because the National Football League, you ain't getting to 5. But then you have PSLs, which is, hey, it's based on the structure of the defense, and I'm looking at a defender, and then I'm getting to a receiver. Okay,
PSL stands for what?
A pre/post-snap look. So that's what the PSL is.
Thank you.
What I want to caveat this whole thing as is, it's almost like a perfect night for me to come on because when you debate high-level quarterback play, it's very similar to what happens at a political debate, which is we can all cite one nugget that makes what I just said true, right? So it's like Kurt goes, the pure progressions, they're not successful. It's like what so-and-so did, and then it's like, okay, well, you also could say, oh, it's what the Miami Dolphins do. And last time I checked, that offense is rolling, right? Or it's what the Chiefs, like, there's so many things that, when you're debating these things, it's like you really have to be truthful about the whole argument. To me, the whole argument is, hey, it's got to be 75-25 with a young quarterback, 25% PSL. And when do you do it? You do it on first and 10. You do it on second and short. You do it on down and distance where the defense is going to be somewhat more stagnant, right? If you were to throw one of these quarterbacks in to 100% pre and post snap look against the exotic looks that we get today in today's pass-centric NFL, the Peyton Manning interception record would be shattered by week 8. Like, it just, you can't do it. What we need is 75% pure progression, keep the staples, give them PSLs when the down and distance is going to be stagnant, it's going to be more simplified. But really, you need to help these guys by saying, hey, here's 1, here's 2, here's 3, and then get them used to playing on time. A lot of like the criticisms of pure progressions that I'm hearing are like, it's really hard to tell if the first guy's there. And it's like, no, nowadays you strictly tie it to footwork. Hey, 5-hitch clean to your first progression. If he's not there, reset and move on. We don't need to hold the football and stare at somebody. Reset, move on. If your second's there, he's not, reset, get to your check down. The plays naturally put defenders in conflict versus what we used to see more of would be like a mirrored concept where it's like, okay, hey, I'm going to pick on this defender. I'm going to watch him. Okay, if he bails with the smash or if he bails with the smash corner, boom, I'm going to take the hitch. If he jumps the hitch, I'm going to take the smash corner. I don't think it's like as simplified as we sometimes make it sound. And I think the pure progression stuff really is the way, kind of back to Lawrence, it's the way that we week in and week out, you can really make these young quarterbacks, these short weeks really count, is if we're installing more plays that naturally stress the defenders and then we're coaching them and we're really hammering their footwork to work the progression correctly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tim, when I looked at some of the choices from a personnel standpoint, I couldn't figure out if I should be mad at Shane Waldron or not. Because when I look at Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Cole Kmet, those guys were only out there together, I think, for 10 or 11 plays. So how should I react to this? Is this a coordinator just trying to figure out which personnel set works? Is this him reacting to what's happening in the game? Or was this a bad plan?
Yeah, I think we react to it by, like, you guys know me well enough. Like, I don't even cuss. I'm a big biscuits guy from Bluey, you know? So I like, don't do anything. But it's me saying it. And I tell you, the way we react to it is you just take a quick smoke break, right? Like, we just take a little bit of time, because let me paint a different picture, okay? We had four plays on tape that legitimately, it's not like a huge if or a huge sell, easily go differently. The double move to Keenan Allen, okay, boom, touchdown number one. The ball that is a perfect throw, Keenan Allen drops, okay, there's touchdown number two. The slot takeoff really should have been a back shoulder fade, a big play. And then the throwback where Keenan Allen's wide open, but we can't block the D end. If all four of those come true, we're having such a different conversation. So to me, it's like, I think the personnel groupings, I want to give it two or three more weeks before, you guys know me, I'll be the first one in there with you being like, hey, I don't know what we're doing. Get them out. I'll come up there and coach them for 8 weeks, you know? So I think we give them a couple more weeks with that. And then I think we were really four plays away from this offense being so explosive to where it's like, we never even think twice about, hey, can Caleb play or where this Bears offense is.
So the overriding theme from experts that we've talked to who have given us what their plan would be against Caleb Williams, it is make him win from the pocket, what you described as throwing from a phone booth, make him win from the pocket. So we're seeing now, we're building up this portfolio of what the defenses are going to try to do to him. How stubborn should Shane Waldron be about proving that he can grow and learn from the pocket while also trying to maximize what he can do now and well and win games and use boot and waggle actions and use a moving pocket and maybe have half field leveled reads? And not that he has to be Alex Smith, but if they want to win and develop him, you can go pretty far to try to prove doubters wrong.
Yeah, I think you try to prove the doubters wrong as stern as you want to lose your job. Like, I just don't think, like, you know, to me, I think the boot waggle, like you brought up, hey, hard run action where I'm either a full boot or I'm just waggling, pull up the pocket, is such a great way to get him slightly on the move, but simultaneously influence the defense to where, hey, we're going to have some more guys running open. And I think playing from the pocket to me is simple. I really think there were some concepts where it's like you saw him drive the speed out on time. You saw him drive a little option route on time. There are things that he can do really well. I think it's not that tough to say, like, hey, man, here's our, you know, 14 concepts that we feel great about. We're going to dress them up in four different formations. So we're going to give the defense 56 different looks with similar pocket concepts, you know, week in and week out. And, you know, obviously you scheme the 14 for the D. But I just think it's not as complicated as we make it seem. You know, I'm also one of those guys that, like, I hear people say that a lot, like, hey, we gotta, you know, if I'm playing Caleb, I keep him in the pocket. And I'm like, dude, I don't see that as a huge advantage for the defense. I don't see that as a huge place that he struggles. I honestly see where he struggled this week, in my opinion, was like, we just missed some balls that I don't think we're ever gonna miss again. And, like, I know on Hard Knocks he said he doesn't get nervous. Like, that's just not true. Everybody knows that's not true.
Of course.
Like, Peyton Manning still gets nervous going on ESPN. The dude's worth $1 billion talking football, right? Like, I mean, everybody gets nervous, right? Like, it is what it is. I get nervous before I come on here. And then you guys team me up with a softball, and then I'm like, oh, I'm good to go again. You know, you guys are the best in the business. So to me, I'm like, I don't know. I don't think that's a recipe to beat them. I really don't. I think they're going to start gashing people. I think when I come on week five, I really think it's going to be drastically light years ahead of this. I think what we saw was we saw a rookie quarterback in week one miss a couple of layups that he'll never miss again. And I do think we saw a scheme that had some dudes running wide open on some big play opportunities, which, like, after what we went through last year, to me, the fact that we were trying to drive the football down the field and scheme up double moves, like, that's all I needed to see to be a happy guy. Because at least on Mondays when I got in the film, like, I wasn't ready to just, like, you know, take a long walk around the street. You know, it's just like, it was bad last week.
All right,
last
year. So everything's okay.
I'm just excited about what we saw.
Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's all right. It was a rocky debut, to say the least. But your headline is better days to come relatively soon.
Yeah. My headline is, like, we were so dang close. It would have been better days to come this week if we hit two balls that I just think are layups for Caleb Williams that unfortunately weren't this time.
Why has C.J. Stroud been an outlier when it comes to rookie struggling? I know that his first game last year, not good. And then from that point on, he rolled into being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. What is it specifically about him that allowed him to do that?
Yeah. I have two things on that. My first thing is that this is another one of those where it's like, you know, the toe in the line of respect versus not respect. I think they run a ton of pure progressions down there. I know they said PSLs. I think it's a ton of pure progressions down there. With that being said, I think their offense did one of the best jobs I've ever seen of correlating Ohio State concepts into the way you could run them in the National Football League. And that's what I, you know, and again, I'm not taking a dig at Waldron. We got to see how it plays out. But I don't see a lot of USC concepts, you know, transformed into how you can run them in the NFL. And Houston was riddled with them last year. They're riddled with them again. If you want to talk about why everybody thinks Ohio State quarterbacks stink, they run a very, I don't want to call it simplified, but they run certain concepts and they run a lot of them and they run it well. Then they get the guys get to the league and they get an OC who says, hey, here's how we play football in the league. And the kids struggle. What you saw in Houston was you saw an OC who said, nope, here's what you've ran for the last however many passing concepts you've had, you know, pass attempts you've had. And guess what? I'm going to transform them towards, you know, more of an NFL version of it, which means, hey, instead of running four verticals, just four straight ahead, you know, I'm giving you highway on one side and then I'm going to give you cougar on the backside so you can read something out if they snap in, run quarters and we don't like it. Hey, you know, work this backside. So to me, there's a lot of stuff on Houston's film that I think a lot of offensive coordinators could learn from.
Great stuff, Tim. Again, looking forward to these Tuesdays throughout the season. Everybody loves people are already texting in saying you could listen to 10 hours of this stuff, and it's fun. So thank you, and thanks for all the tweets during the game, too, as you're following along. People should give you a follow on Twitter for sure to get some of this in real time at T Jenkins Elite. Much appreciated.
I appreciate you guys. You guys have a great day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.